Blog Talk Radio.
Talked about it.
but I can't believe that the day is finally here where I may, by the end of next week or by the end of this month, I may have a training contract with China. Amen. Amen, y'all. That's what time it is. When little me, a girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, and you're going to be able to see, because when I come back from this trip, I'm going to have footage to post on my YouTube page. I'm going to have footage to post from the ghettos of Cincinnati where I grew up at. So from the ghettos of Cincinnati to doing business with China. Oh, that's big. That's big. And so get connected, people. Don't miss out on these opportunities. There are many of you in business. Your businesses are floundering. You're not doing as well as you could in your business. I'm telling you, it's time to get connected. It is time to take your business to another level. So we have the PSUI Training Institute at 1139 East Jersey Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You need to come over there to Suite 426 on the fourth floor and sign up with us, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/P as in Peter, S as in Sam, U as in Ultra, I as in Isaac, Training Institute. Go there, like our page, send us your email address, get on our mailing list, because I'm telling you, this plane has left the platform. We've taken off. It's time to jump on board, and you want to be a trainer, we'll train you. You want to write a book, you can write a book. It is time to get out of the land of broke and poverty. We've left that place, okay? So when we say ain't no stopping us now, you heard the opening song? That's what we mean. That's what we live by. I was introduced to that song when I was yet a young woman. In the 70s, I was introduced to that song, and I fell in love with it, and I adopted that theme of the song ever since. There ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. We're leaving the negative people way behind. Okay, that song has been my mantra since the day I've heard it. I believe that's why I've been able to leave negative people behind a lot quicker than some other people are able to do, because it's embedded in me through that song. So if I was you, if I had to listen to this song every day for 21 days, you will be empowered to, you know, he says, we're polishing up our act, and that's what we're doing at PSUI Training Institute. I look at it as a polishing station. We're going to polish people up, polish up your professionalism, polish up your personal life with our new Release Your Power professional development system. It's the workbook, the Release Your Power workbook, the Release Your Power book, and an 8-CD set that breaks down the 8 strategies that will help transform your employee or any individual or your group or your team, will transform them into a high productive status for organizations who are constantly trying to improve your organization, people who are constantly trying to improve your group, your team. This could be your work team, your church team, or your home team. This could be your sports team. I'm looking for the first athletic group to bring me in to motivate your team to win. I want to motivate your team to win. I can do it. I'll come in, I'll motivate them, and if you're losing games, you'll be winning games. If you're a church and you're losing your members, or you're losing, losing at doing what you do, bring me in, and I will motivate and empower your team to win with the Release Your Power system. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, pour it. Just pour it. We got it. Oh, Lord God. Glory to God. Well, we are excited that you tuned in. That's what you tuned in for today. We want to empower and motivate you to live up to your highest productive state. We want you to be at full potential. Huh? They talk about full throttle. We want you at full potential. Professionalism at its highest level. We want you to be able to be a success, not a mess. As a matter of fact, we want you to turn your mess into success. We want to show you how, no matter how far down you've gone, you can still make it over the top, not just to the top, but over the top. We will tell you how to take your destruction and turn it around, how to do a comeback. You know, they say a setback is just a setup for a comeback. We're going to help you come back. This is Coach Felisa you're talking to here. We're going to show you how to come back. You want to come back with your education? We'll show you how to come back. You want to come back from a bad marriage? We'll show you how to get that marriage together. You want to come back from a rocky relationship? We'll show you how to turn that relationship around. You're losing ground with your relationship with your children? We'll show you and empower you and motivate you to get back on good ground with your children. You college students out there failing in college, stop it. Get a hold of the Release Your Power system and turn it around. Get on that dean's list. Grab those scholarships. You know, there's millions of dollars in scholarship money that goes unused every year. There's no need for that. Turn it around. Release your power. Turn it around. Get those scholarships. Teenagers, 8th grade, 7th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. I worked for College Bound for 4 years. I was amazed at the amount of scholarship letters that was sent to the college, but yet students could never secure the scholarship because they were not in position. It's time to get in position. Let Release Your Power help you position yourself for phenomenal success. Those of you who are unemployed, underemployed, ex-employed, downsized, right-sized, or just flat out, you were thrown out of the company or you just flat out quit because you couldn't take it, you need to get empowered to release your power. You need to get empowered so you can get the job of your dream. Start your own business. You got a business idea? Let us come and show you how to put that idea into reality. Take your dreams and make a reality out of your dreams. You want to start a foundation, an organization. You want to start an agency, a daycare center. We can show you how to do it. Yes. Get into the energy business with us. I am building a team of energy leaders, leadership development, public speaking, train the trainer, facilitator. Be one of the best talk show hosts around. Have them calling you up, asking you, can you come and host their event? How to take your book and turn it into a CD, turn it into a system, into a program. And yeah, make a movie. You want to make a movie? Wait till you see the documentary that we're going to hit you with when we come back. The Lalisa story, from prostitute to princess, out of the ghettos of Cincinnati, how God snatched me out of the fire, out of the hands of the devil. The devil thought he had me, hallelujah, but I got away. Oh, yes, drug addiction, prostitution, death, standing on death's door. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. And we're here to tell you how to get away. You want to make a movie? You want to make a documentary? What do you want to do? You can do it. We're going to help you pour out everything that God has poured into you. Now, I know we won't be able to take your calls, and I can't see any of your comments today because we're on the road. This is Coach Lalisa here from the road, huh? Talk about street beat. We got road beat. We're on the road, and we're doing the show right here. Glory to God. Live and in living color. on our way back. And when you get on my Facebook page later today or tomorrow, you'll be able to see pictures from the road as we take clips and snaps and shots, showing people how to get out of their pit, how to get out of their depression. Those of you who are depressed, taking all kinds of medicine, we're coming for you. We want you off that medicine. We want you out here productive, doing what God has called you to do, getting past and beyond all the things that are hiding the true you. We're going to show you the 8 strategies and teach you how to use them to become who you really are. Teach you how to build prosperity for yourself and for your family, how to leave a legacy for your children. And then for those of you who think it's too late, you think you're washed up, you think that you're too old, well, we got something for you too, because we have our new Success at 60 program, a 60-day challenge that's going to help you do things at 60 that you never, ever dreamed you'd ever do in your life. That's right. You're 60 yet? We got something for you. You haven't written a book yet? Write a book at 60. You've never spoken in front of a group before? Put together that speech. We got a platform. We got a place for you to do it. Right there at 1139 East Jersey Street. Come and do a group on anything you think you're an expert in. Some of you are experts in all kinds of things that people need. I was just talking to the lady sitting here with me as we drive down this highway. She's an expert at making salads that are healthy for us, that'll help us live longer, help us get our hearts back together. I'm going to have her teach a class on that. I have another friend. She's an expert at all the different kinds of cancers out there. We're going to have her come and teach a class on that. My partner, Patricia Martin, is an expert at how to open up a child daycare center in your own home, how to be a leader in the church, how to disciple your members. We should just call this classes galore. Matter of fact, I hope Patricia's on listening. Write that down. You know I love to tell somebody to write something down. Yeah, you got to have different people doing different things. No one person can do everything. Get over it. There's work for everyone. The Bible said that if the laborers are few, there's enough work for everyone. Yeah, we're going to call it classes galore. What class do you want? We're going to teach you how to write a book, get married, get divorced. What do you need to do? Well, we don't want to teach people how to get divorced. God hates divorce. But for some people, you know what I'm talking about. You were going to do it anyway, but we want to tell you how to do it the right way. We ain't telling nobody to get divorced, but we know some people are going to do it anyway. And some people probably need to, because you should have never gotten married, and you're living in torture. And you might be torturing somebody. Glory to God. Amen. But the Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Don't walk in darkness and unrighteousness on purpose. Glory to God. But we're going to be in Cincinnati, and we're going to be presenting the Release Your Power Empowerment CD. And as a matter of fact, you can go to my Facebook page. You can order a copy of the CD. You can send me an inbox on Facebook if you would like to get your copy. If you'd like to support the work that we're doing, helping people get out of, we're not helping them get out of prison. Glory to God. That's what the lawyers are for. Well, I'm not a lawyer. God is a lawyer. I know a lawyer. I know the highest counsel in the whole land. That's Almighty God. He can help you get out of prison. He helped me. I know he can help somebody else. Oh, glory to God. Listen, but we are helping them when they get out of prison, the reentry. We call it the reentry program. I was working with reentry before they passed the reentry law. I was a reentry. Amen. Back in 1985. Back in 1985, glory to God, I was I was getting out of jail, so I was the reentry. So people look at, probably say, oh, you work with the reentry. Yeah, because I was the reentry, so I know a whole lot about the reentry people. And I know I ain't the only one. I might be the only one willing to share it in a public format, but I know I'm not the only one that's been to jail, but I know a lot of people don't want nobody to know, and that's okay. I'm not saying you ain't got to tell nobody. It's nobody's business. God sanctions and anoints and appoints those. Remember Jesus would heal certain people, and he would tell them, don't tell nobody. Remember that? Not every. Some he would say, now you go tell everybody. Remember that? But some he would say, don't tell nobody. So you got to be cognizant of that fact. You know, a lot of people, it may not be for you to share where you've been. So don't ever think that just because I can stand before the people in the world and share that I've been locked up or been to jail or was an ex-prostitute, don't think that that's your carte blanche to go do that and you end up in a bad situation. No, I do that because God has commissioned me to do it. He told me to do it. Amen. So you got to know when to, you got to know when to tell it and when not to tell it. You got to know when to tell this thing and when not to tell it. And when not to tell it. Amen? God will let you know what you're to do. You know, we have to listen and watch, it says, as well as pray. So you got to know when it's God speaking and he is leading you, because he'll never lead and guide you to somewhere where he cannot sustain and keep you. God will never send you somewhere into any kind of a vision without a provision. Where God's vision is for your life, God has a provision also for your life. He will position you, and he will give you that right vision that will allow you to do all that he has called you to do. Let God guide you. You're on your way, though. I can feel it. I know somebody tuned in today. You're on your way. Somebody will tune back into this message, even in the archives. Somebody will hear it maybe by way of download, by way of CD. You will hear this message, and you will know when it's your time to step out. Some of you are like I was. You're like that woman that was just waiting at the well for Jesus. I was that woman waiting at the well for Jesus. Eventually, he showed up. Eventually, God showed up. See, he gonna show up, y'all. You know, Jesus said, I must need to go through Samaria. He knew the woman was coming. And so, for some of you, you're just waiting for your God moment. When Jesus, your face-to-face encounter, as the apostle said on the show one morning, for those of you who want to go back and listen to the archive, Apostle David got on and talked about that face-to-face encounter with Jesus. That's what the woman at the well had. She had a face-to-face encounter, and she was sitting at the well, but she had some issues. Anybody got issues today? There's some issues, and your time may not have come just yet for you to release it all, but Jesus is coming. He's coming through the city, y'all. Hey, glory to God. He's about to sweep through the city. My goodness. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You're going higher. Release your power. Become all that God wants you to be. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait. You've waited long enough. Some of you are at the well. It's time to come out of the fire. That's our topic for this weekend in Cincinnati. Come out of the fire. Come out. Woo! God has us going in a new place, y'all. We're going to a new territory. We were in a place on Thursday night we had never been before. Sisters of Soul, and we got a chance to release some power at the Sister of Souls. It was awesome, awesome, I tell you. Now, Saturday, we're going to go and we're going to release some power at the lure. Woo! Glory to God. Something we've never done before, but something we've thought about and we've dreamed about. And, ooh, glory to God. I'm telling you, y'all, God is in control. And he is in the mix of this. He's in it. I'm telling you. He's ordered your steps. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. He has ordered your steps on today. And he's taking you places you've never been before. He's going to take you places you could not have ever imagined. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His ways are higher than your ways. He's going to take you places that you didn't even know exist. But then he's going to take you to some places that he gave you a glimpse of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. You see, he's going to take you to some places where you only in just your secret place said, God, I'd love to go there and minister. You never told nobody about it. You were even scared to even repeat it yourself. You almost did a Sarah and laughed when her husband told her that she was going to have a baby. She laughed. She said, this is impossible. Ah, glory to God. It might be impossible for man, and we know it may be impossible for you, but with God, all things are possible for them that believe. Ah, nothing's too hard for God. He's got something for you. Just keep pushing forward. Like Paul said, keep pressing for the mark of the high call, which is in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means continue to show forth the glory of God. Continue to let God's glory shine through your life. Continue to let God be glorified. Now you're pressing forward. As my sister would say, you're going higher. You're not climbing the corporate ladder, but you're climbing Jacob's ladder. As Minister Beverly would say, you know, that's my sister and co-host of Sisters in the Spirit on every Saturday. I'm sorry, every Sunday. At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a shout-out to my sister friend, Sister Kiva Renee, who just turned 50, hallelujah, celebrated her birthday online on a Wednesday night, I believe. We were online celebrating her birthday, amen. And then we have other sisters that we want to celebrate and congratulate and thank you for tuning in. And always tuning in to the Coach Felisa Show. We thank you. God bless you. Here on Blog Talk Radio. So I believe we're out of time, but we thank you very much for having tuned in to the show. Thank you for those of you who are listening live. You've been listening to Coach Felisa on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to sign out now and continue on this journey, on this journey. We're on a journey, y'all. Amen. We got just about 90 seconds left to the show. We want to remind you to go to our website, www.lilisajwilliams.com. Connect with us. Connect with us right there on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lilisa. Send us a request. Send us a comment. Leave a comment on our page. Don't forget to join us for training over at PSUI Training Institute. Go over and see Patricia Martin. We now also have Yvonne working over with us, answering the phones. You might hear a different voice. Call us at PSUI at 908-469-6410. And don't forget, have an awesome weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget, every Tuesday on the Coach Felisa Show, we have author of Sexy at 60, Professor Terry Benjamin. You can also find him on Facebook. Connect with our Facebook page and stay up to date on what we're doing. We're moving, and we want to help you live your dream and your power. So we'll be back with some posts on Facebook. Don't forget, follow us all weekend on the Release Your Power Tour. Look for our tweets. We do tweets, so you can connect with us on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachLalisa. You can connect with us on Twitter. We haven't done much on MySpace, but we do have a MySpace page. We'll probably get back to that. And for those professionals out there, you can connect with us on LinkedIn. You can join our LinkedIn page. You can join our branched out professional page. Well, until we see you again, God bless, and don't forget to release your power.